Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the koach of the levush and how the levush is what empowers man over creation. Now is the root of the brachos that Yaakov received from Yitzchak. And that's the kavod of Adam HaRishon. There was the spiritual levush that he was born with, and then the physical levush given after his sin. Kasnas or with an aleph, followed by kasnas or with an ayin, from light to leather. And how Esav took that levush from Nimrod. That's what gave him his power. And that's the whole story in the Megillah about the taking off the levush. Mordechai said, we lost our power. This is the time of Itzgabris of Esav. Esav has the power. We lost our kavod. We lost our expression of humanity, which is what kavod is, which is what levush is. And now we are moving right along at the time since what we learned in the previous shir of Naski Lahavin, Ki Otem Haizgabris Vashlita Zushal Koach Isav Amalik Menatilos Madregas Akabit Lagamri, Yiselda Baosa Suuda Shal Yada Ba Klaus Xeris Aklaya Shal Haman. They were Nanam Sudaso Shal Isa Shalacha Shaverish, Baharosos Osher Kavod Malchuso. Vesyakar Teferis Gedulaso Malamed Shalovash Bigde Kahuna. That's what they were Nana from this Seuda. And that's where the whole story started. And at this Seuda, Achashverosh was wearing the Bigde Kahuna, as the Gemara learns from the wording of the Pasuk, Yakar Teferis Gedulaso, the Kabbal Teferis. This Yerusha of Kavod HaLevush, Shenochal Esav Muftachim Anu. So, we now would like to explain this Levishas Bigdei Kahuna by Achashverosh. It says in the Pasuk, Uri, Uri, Livshech Usech Tzion, Livshi Bigdei Tefaretech Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh, so is Osis Vashem, Togel Nafshi Beloika Ki Hil Bishani Bigdei Yesha, Meil tztaka yateni kachos and yechayin peir kuchalot hadekei leha. Hisnari meyafrakumi livshi bigdei sefarteich ami. So we see psukim over here in Isaiah 52:1, 61:10, where Zion is awakened and is told to wear its clothing of glory. And that's sosa sisa, I will glorify, I will joy in Hashem. And why he'll be shani, he can clothe me with clothing of salvation. In other words, in the end, we're going to get back the clothing. We're going to get back the koach halavush. And the beginning of the hachzaras halavush is in the kahuna gedola, in the big day kahuna, which is lekavod ulseferes v'sita big day aron big day kodesh aron echicha lekavod ulseferes ulevnei aron taselam lekavod ulseferes. That's 28:2 and 28:40. So this chazara was mischadesh biyom hakometz hamishkan biyom rishon lechodesh hamishkan rishon lekahuna uperusha shel habchina zo shel chazarat kavod halavush liyisrael leit hazot. So now we're getting back our glory when the mishkan is built and the kohanim are working with their begadim, and that's hakometz hamishkan rishon lishkon biyisrael, that God is dwelling among the Jewish people. That's the mahadura basra of the bria beikur tzurasa. Originally it was supposed to be in the glory of Adam HaRishon, which was lost with the sin. We had a Yerida from Redu to Yardu, as we spoke about in the previous year, from rulership to descent. And now we're coming back to the Hachzaras Shechina Bat Latachtainim, Hachzaras Kavod HaAdam, Bamidbar Rabba, Parashat Bei, Parashat Bei Zosva, Vahi Kabayom Klos Moshe, Lakim Misa Mishkan Ma'a Vahihi, Dover Shahaya, Upasak V'choizu L'kamoiz Shahaya. Shekeinat ha-moitze mitchilas b'riyasu shel olam, sharsa ha-shechina b'techtonim, v'kevim sh'nistalka ha-shechina, b'eish shechot ha-adam shuv lo yarda ha-tshukam ha-mishkan. So that's what it says, vayihi, something that was and came back into being, says Rashbi. There was a shechina, we lost it when man sinned, and now it comes back when there's hakamas ha-mishkan. Also b'reishis rabba, parasha gimelos tes, Ba'kamas ha'mishkan v'hi ha'makriv b'yayim ha'rishan, rishan l'b'riyas v'shalaylam. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu b'oysa yom b'ras yalam. When they rebuilt the Mishkan, it's like the world is being created again. The covet is coming back. The original glory, the primordial glory is being restored. What it says in the Gemara Megillah 10b, v'hi b'yom ha'shmini, oysa ha'yom ha'isa simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'yom sh'nivru bo shamayim v'aretz. That it was in the eighth day. And that day was a great simcha in front of God, like the day the heavens and earth were created. Because again, this is the restoration of the original glory of creation and of before the sin. And parenthetically, the Ikar Kedushin, the Tachlis, is of the Brias, is the Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is like Kedusha of the world before the sin, like the Shlach explains. And that's going to be the Kedushas Olam Lasid Lavo, as it says in Jeremiah 3:16. Vayiki Sabu Prisim Varetz V'yami Mahem Anum Hashem Loim Ro'ad Aron Bris Hashem, Rashi explains, Kol Kini Saschem Te Kedusha V'eshkan Baki Iluhu Aron. The whole world is going to be holy. Kedushas Olam Lasid Lavo parallels the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim now, which is founded in the Aron, like the Ramban says in a number of places, Shemos 25:1, Devarim 10:1, and that's the inyan of the Atar Rishona from the Eser Ataris, Shanat al Oisa Yom Rishon LeMaisa Bereishis, the beginning of Maisa Bereishis, the beginning of creation. So that's the Bechina of Chazaras Kavod VaHoder Tatreu, Suras Adam Kafisha Hu Meikroi VeTchilasei, VeAsisa Bigdei Kodesh LeKavod LeSeferes. So that's the restoring of the original. Of the original honor of man, for honor and for glory. Gemara in Gittin 7:1, Bepomul shel Aspanius, Gazru ala teres karas chasanim, Kroksiv koamar Hashem Elokim aser mitznefes, Freyma atar v'chem mitznefes eisel atara, El Eloi malocha bezman she mitznefes barosh kohen gadol atar barosh kol adam. In the style, right, they made gzeira when they had a polemic against Vespasian, not to wear crowns, chasanim shouldn't wear crowns. And they darshan from the pasuk. Pasuk talks about the mitznefes and the atara. So if there's a mitznefes of the kohen gadol, we can have the atara. But if not, then there's no crown of the kohen gadol. The chasan can't wear his crown either. Because when the mitznefes is berosh kohen gadol, that's an inyan of kavod v'hoder ta'atreyu. We're crowned, atara. We're crowned with this glory, with this splendor. And therefore, Atar Barosh Kalad in the Gemara says also we can also wear our crown. And once we lose the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol, so we have a Yerida. But now that the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol comes back at the Binyan HaMishkan, so man is restoring his original honor, his original glory. The Yikar of the Big Day Kahuna is Tcheles. And that's Shaykh to the Inyan of Kavod of Big Day Kahuna. Medrash b'Midbar Rabba Parashi Adalet Os Gimel Shechatov Tehillim Perichov Dalet Ve'evo Melech Hakavod Amr Pchizkem V'Niman Ishtanis Tchelis Mishar Minei Tzivoinim Shetziv Aloikim Lios Betzitzis V'Nei Shatchelis Doimel Asovim V'Asovim Doimel Yam V'Yam Doimel Rakia Rakia Doimel Keshes V'Keshes Doimel Anan V'Anan Doimel Kisei V'Kisei Doimel Kavod Shenemar Kamara Keshes Yeh B'Anan V'Cholik Lirev Tchelis Shuma'in Kvodo. The Pasuk Ligu says the King of Honor will come. Why Tcheles? Why Dafke Tcheles from other Tzivonim that God says to put in the Tzitzis? Because Tcheles is similar to the color of grass. Grass is like the sea, and sea is like the Rakia, and the Rakia is like the rainbow, and the rainbow is like the cloud, and the cloud is like the Kisei, and the throne is like glory. And that's what it says in Ezekiel 1:28, Kemara Keshes Asheyavanan, like the rainbow that's in the cloud. And he gave to his those who fear him, tcheles, which is the point I'm getting to, tcheles shume'en kvoda. That's tcheles is like God's kavod, right? That's why tcheles is similar, ultimately to the kavod of Hashem. Shenem rav nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf psil tcheles. Havei melech hakavod shuchole kavod lireya. So that's the melech hakavod. God gives kavod to those who fear him. That's the tcheles. The kavod God gives us is with tcheles. That's what gives us our kavod. And that's me'ein kavodo, b'dugas madregas hatzelam b'tzelam alakim asas adam. So we're wearing the tcheles, we have me'ein kavod of Hashem, similar to the glory of God, which is a reflection of our tzelam elokim. So now we come back and we try to understand the Levishas Bigdei Kehuna of Achashverosh. Like it says in the Gemara in Megillah 11b, Vinyashtamshu, that Achashverosh used the clay mikdash in his Seuda. Bechele Mikhelim Shonim, Chazal Darshan, it's the clay mikdash. Achashverosh was, he had a Yishuv Hadas in the third year of his Malchus. B'shna Shalos Lamolko, Asa Mishta B'chosar V'avodav. So now he had a Yishuv Hadas in his third year. He made the party. He was afraid the Jewish people would come back to Eretz Yisrael, build a Beis HaMikdash. No. So it's not happening. So now he's all excited. And he said he's not making a mistake. He's not going to mix up the Cheshbon. And he thought that Golas Bavel starts with Golas Yechaniah. He sees the 70 years from Golas Yechaniah ended. And they weren't yet Nigal. He said they're definitely not going to be Nigal. He takes out the clay Beis HaMikdash. And he uses them like we see by Arichus in the Gemara. So that's why he's using the clay mikdash. The Levishas Bigdei Kehuna is the same thing. The kavod has been taken away from Zion, and now he's using it for himself. By taking the yakar teferes Yisrael, he's showing his own glory. Now the glory is with me. So that's Modai, that's Achashverosh, that's the Gidal, Gedoyla. And it says in the Maharal, in the Sefer HaGvuris, in the 8th chapter, Inyan Zeh Remez, Inyan Zeh Shel Gadol Remez Al Malchus Modai, Shei Megadol Es Haman, Kasher Amur Bemedrash HaChashverosh Megadol Es Haman Yosei Mimenu, Chein Amur Bemedrash, that's the Gedula of Haman, that's the Remez of Gadol, that he elevated Haman above himself. Ve'yosem Eskis, She'yosem Lobim El Amalim Mimimotsu, V'legodol Kolach HaMolik, he made him a higher platform than he himself had. And that's the power of Amalek Yod al Kes Yod. Melcham al Hashem ba Amalek midor ledor. Mizetta. So that's the God's throne isn't complete as long as Amalek is there, because Amalek has his own kisei that Achashverosh gives him. So that weakens Kiviyachol the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Umizetta vin koach Haman shuzera Amalek shalav befrat melcham al Hashem ba Amalek. And he's says the Maharal, "Lefikach Yehaman Shu Mizera Amalek Roy LeGedula Yoter Men Achashverosh." For Ishi Kari Machuzu Gedula Gedola Shaharei Yesh Ba Gedula Gedola Yisera De Haman Ayamahu Ayamachuzu Miyuchad Bedar Bezel Hagdi Ladim SheGadol Meod Umashi Amagdi Da Also Yosem and Amalchus SheChosh Yishadei Gedula Zois Vadei Chashiv Zu Yikabel Kol Machuzu Gedola Kasher Yesh Machuzu Mishu Gadol UKamo Zeh SheGadol Men Amalchus. So the Yikar Gedula of Malchus Modai and Achashverosh was that through him Haman became great, to Zera Amalek. And therefore the whole Malchus is called after Haman. Gedula, the Ema Gedola fell on Avram Avinu. And we darshan that Gedola, Ema Gedola, this great fear is Modai. And it's called because Gidal HaMelech, that the Achashverosh made Hadam Haman a Gedol. And that's a symbol of the power of Modai. So it all goes to Haman because that's Amalek. And Amalek is what the one who counters, who rebels, who wages war against Malchus Shemaim in the world. Az nimtza shekavod malchuto v'yekar teferet gedulato shel Achashverosh, hu bemet kavod gedula zara shel Amalek. The glory of Achashverosh is the glory of Amalek. And that's the inyan of Levishas Bigdei Kehuna, to show that he has it. The Levushim have come back to Esav. And it's been taken away from Yaakov. Yaakov is main Shifrei D'Adam Arishon. And now Esav has the clothing. Achashverosh, who is an outgrowth of Esav. Now we see that the whole power of his Malchus comes from Esav. Gidal, Gedola, Modai. His power comes from Amalek, which is great, which is he's elevating his Kisei, the Kisei of Haman. And that's the war against Kal Yisrael, and that's why he takes the clothing. So that you guys are done. You no longer have your covet. The covet is now by us. So that's the Hisgabris Kochos Shel Amalek. They took Koch Kavod Halavush. And now the Jewish people are Nen, and that's Seuda. They say, oh, it's great. Now we don't need Yerushalayim anymore. We're having this great party. With the Kavod of the Mikdash is now here. Our Reform and Conservative brothers and sisters, they call their shuls temples. It's, the temple is in Mamaroneck, New York. You know, the temple's in Bayonne, New Jersey, I don't know. So that's the temple. No, and I hear the temple was in Mode, it was in Persia. So that's the they have the all the covet is taken there, the Klei Mikdash, the Bigdei Kahuna, and now they're taking part in this party. Oh, so Mordechai has to rip his clothing. We lost our covet. And now Vinapochu Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Bigdei Malchus, that's the beginning of the Yeshua. Veika Chamenes Halavush. Ve'albeishes Mordechai. Now he's taking, he's giving it back. Mordechai yatzah b'levush malchus. So that's the zeh kam zeh nofel. They went, when we're down, they're up. When we're up, they're down. So that's what happened over here. We were down, they were up. He ripped his clothing, and then he gets the clothing back. Mari dachi, right? Chazal say that Mordechai is soid haktoires v'koyach hareach. The good smell of the herb that they put in the Shemen HaMishcha is the Mari dachi, the koyach hareach. As hopefully we'll see in a different shiur that the next Purim comes from a place of where there's no Gzeiras Misa. There's no Gzeiras Misa. It comes from this place of good smell. Good smell. There's no life is when there's death, there's a bad smell. When there's life, there's a good smell. That's why a corpse smells terrible. That's why feces smells terrible. When something rots and a fruit, it smells terrible. That's a bad, but the good smell, that's all what Purim is about. Levesume, Miloshon Lizbasim, but Besamim, Mordechai is Maradachia, that good smelling spice they put in the Shemen HaMishcha. And the, so please stay tuned to our shiur on smell in Megillas Esther. So now we have after this, we get the Koach of Mordechai, the Maradachia, the sort of Koach HaReach, and in Gan Eden there was no, they sinned with all four out of five senses, but not with smell, as the pasuk says. She saw, touched, etc., but not listened to the Nachash, but no smell. Smell wasn't Nifgam. And then Mordechai brings us back to the Kusnos Or. It's interesting that this spice of Maradachia was in the Shemen HaMishcha, which is light. Which is the oil that makes light. That's the kusnas or, that's the light of before the sin that is expressed in the levush malchus of Mordechai. So that's with Mordechai, and it's interesting that we see in the Megillah, the Mechias HaMolek, Mochor Anochem Nitzav HaRosh HaGiva. Right? The tomorrow, there's a lot of tomorrow, a lot of you see in the Megillah numerous times. Tomorrow, the party's tomorrow, tomorrow. So what's this whole Indian of tomorrow? That's HaMolek. HaMolek is tomorrow. We're not here. The whole Mechi of Amalek B'yoyim HaZeh comes from B'yoyim HaHu, as we'll discuss Mr. Shem in another Mimer. And Mela Mordechai is now wearing those garments, and Mikoyach that Yom HaHu, that future, he's able now to erase Amalek to a certain extent. And now we can understand B'tuf Tam, the Indian of Rias Tcheles, Sahala B'Samecha. And they saw the tchelis of Mordechai, they were so joyous. The etzem ha-mitzvah shel v'nosu ala tzitzif ha-kanaf psil tchelis. Choylek melech ha-kovet kovet li-reyav. V'umitoch ha-tchelis she'em ein kvoidoi. V'umitzvah tzitzis v'tchelis v'umitzvah ha-beget. V'gidur shel dover sh'aydi ha-tzitzis nasa ha-beget atzem ha-levush shel mitzvah. So we saw in the Medrash that God gives us the mitzvah of tzitzis with the tchelis, and that's how he gives us our kovet. The tchelis is me'ein kvodo, as we saw in the Medrash. When you see a king, a Jewish king, in his garments, you say, shecholak mikvodo li'reyav. Mitzvah tzitzis is a mitzvah of the beged, it's a levushel mitzvah. Zekeli vanveyu make a talis noe. It's noe lefan of b'mitzvahs. Have a beautiful garment, the garment. So that was taken away from man, and now it was restored. The covet was restored. And now Mordechai comes up with levush tcheles, and they see we're back to Gan Eden. We got back our Mordechai yotzeh levush malchus. We got back our kavod that was lost, transforming us back to the koach of Adam Arisha, to the ruchnis of Adam Arisha before the sin. So there's really a whole veld to say about this, but I just like to read a shtickle from the Avnei Nezer in the incredible Sefer Na'is Deshe in the first volume, page Kuf Pei Aleph. Batishlach begadim lahalbishes Mordechai lahasu sako mei olav. Kol mefarshim tamu b'zev chisvur ha'is esesh and pas chayis begadim yotze b'vush sak. That's why he's wearing sackcloth, because he doesn't have clothing. So why is she sending him clothing? The varza nakti mashish lishol. Madua bachor Haman lhamis Mordechai b'tliya dafka. Why did Haman wanna hang Mordechai? Why would we bring Big Day Shabbos? Where does that come from? And if it's because it says Yom Tov in Purim, it says they weren't Makabalit as a Yom Tov, and therefore we're allowed to do Malacha. So in order to understand this, we have to be Makdim Divrei HaGemara, that the beauty of Yaakov Avinu is like the beauty of Adam HaRishon. Gam Amru Zal, Shahil Esav Big Day Adam HaRishon. Esav had the Begadim Adam HaRishon, Bir Advarim. Ki Adam HaRishon Shah Yitzir Kapim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esav L'Shleim Was Selim Elokim. Adam had the complete Selim. By Yivra Elokim as Adam b'tzalmo b'tzalim Elokim. Gam begadav shayiv b'maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maimer k'maimer akasuf. Vayas Hashem Elokim l'adam l'ishto akas n'esarvi albishe. His clothing were also made by God. And the malbish of a person is his kavod. His clothing is his kavod. K'maimer chazal. Rabbi Yechon akar l'mani m'chubdosai. Ba'akein adam arishon. Ha'isa lo shlemus ha'kavod b'guf ha'mvushav. He had shlemus ha'kavod in his body, in his malbush. Vine Yaakov Yorash HaKavod Shebegufo. Yaakov Yarshin this Kavod. And therefore the beauty of Yaakov is like the beauty of Adam. And Esav Yarshin the Kavod. In the Malbush, Esav got the external like we spoke about in the first year. And therefore he had the Levush of Adam Rishon. And Esav was Mekane Yaakov. He was jealous of Yaakov for that he received this Yerusha of that Selim of Adam. And therefore Haman wanted to kill Mordechai. He wanted to remove the Kavod. And that's by Tli. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Selim Nivlaso Ala Eitz. Ki Akil As Elohim Talui. That's the opposite of Kavod. Hanging somebody. That's the biggest Bizayon. We spoke about, we had a shir on that once. Speaking about how that's the Mahus of Bizayon is to hang somebody. That's like the Shpit Bizayon. That's the highest level of Bizayon. To kill somebody in that way. And therefore, Kasher Nafuch V'nitla Haman. Batasim Esther Es Mordechai Al Beis Haman. Haman is hanged. Now Esther appoints Mordechai to be over the house of Haman, to rule over the house of Haman. So Lakach Mimeno is covered Malbushim. So now he got to the covered Malbush of Haman. And that's what the pasuk says in Mordechai Yatzim Lefnei Melech Belavush Malchus. And that's when the Jewish people were Zerche Lavush Yakovid, that beforehand that belonged to Esav, and now we got it back. Ubezemin again Ulilbush Big Day Shabbos Bepurim. Shabbos Meino Elam Haba. Shaz Tia Shlem was Hakovid Belavush Belagufu Lavush. Shabbos is the shleimus of kavod in body and in clothing. And that's why that's because that's main olam haba. That's when we're going to reach to the highest level in guf and lavush, in body and clothing. Therefore, on Shabbos, main olam haba, we wear special clothing. And that's why on Shabbos we wear special clothing. That's why on Purim we wear special clothing. And that's what Esther was doing when she sent clothing to Mordechai. Ki asaku hefech kavod malbushim. She wanted him to get his kavod back. She said, you have to wear regular clothing. And maybe this way you'll be able to overcome Haman. He said, no, it's not time yet. And in the end, Shoshana Yaakov, Tzal v'Samecha, Barasim Yachat Chelas Mordechai. No, you see something which maybe we didn't pay so much attention to in the past. You see how much depth there is. Rabbi, so we have so much more to say. Please stay tuned. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.